application for Mary Seeley, S-E-E-L-E-Y, June 1646. Address as a letter, Dr. McCannon, M-C-C-O-N-N-O-N, 953-5329. Dear Dr. McCannon, a follow-up for Mrs. Seeley. Progressive renal failure, probably diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension, although there is no proteinuria. I saw her for the first time in October. Has bilateral small kidneys, 8.8 on the right, 8 on the left, without evidence of obstruction, or very minor on the left-sided, without evidence of urinary retention, incidental fatty liver. Since I saw her, we did a renal Doppler, and there is suggestive of renal artery stenosis on the right-sided. Given the peak systolic velocity above 200, she was 222. In the meantime, she developed diarrhea, for what magnesium was discontinued, as well as Metamucil. No changes in appetite, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal pain, bleeding, no fever, no lightheadedness, no changes in urination or infection, cloudiness or blood, presently no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, other review system is negative. I review medications, remains on metoprolol, Norvasc, off the lisinopril, off Lasix, on diabetes management, cholesterol, including Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 150-270, alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no abdominal tenderness or distension, no edema, neurological deficit, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries. Baseline creatinine 1.4, 1.6 up to 2020, and now in October was 2.8. This was done before medications were changed, so we'll see what the new chemistry shows. Potassium has been normal, mild low sodium and metabolic acidosis. If this is a steady state, GFR is 18, and that will be a stage 4. It has been anemia 11.9. No albumin in the urine, no blood protein or cells in the urine. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, question progression versus acute changes of diuretics, ACE inhibitors, bilateral small kidneys, likely renal artery stenosis as indicated above, no activity in the urine to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or indication for dialysis, no evidence of pulmonary edema, isolated diarrhea without acute abdomen or bleeding, medications adjusted as indicated above. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. Avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. We need to update iron studies. And monoclonal protein, if it's not been done. I discussed with her potential intervention for angioplasty stent of renal artery. We will do that based on blood pressure, kidney function, All issues discussed with the patient at length. End of dictation.